Now I'm going to point to different parts of my body, and I want you to tell me the word that you'd use for this particular thing. And if you have more than one word, I'd like to hear all of them. Let's see now. What do you call this?
Hair.
And this?
Forehead.
Okay. And let's see this?
Ear.
Which one?
Left ear. Right ear. Left eye. Right eye. Nose. Mouth. Chin.
Okay. Let's see now. A little baby might have just one.
One teeth.
Okay. And older people have a lot of?
A lot of teeth.
Okay. And the things that the teeth rest in?
Gums.
Okay. And let's see, a person puts a hat on his
head.
And he ties a tie around his
neck.
Okay. And a person might have a
sore throat.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called anything else besides a
tonsil trouble?
Yeah. Have you ever heard this called a goozle?
Yes, a goozle.
Now, can that word be used on human beings, or is that used on?
You goozle.
Okay. Let's see now. These are
shoulders.
Okay. And this is a
fingers. Thumb.
And these are several.
Yes.
Several what?
Several fingers.
Okay. And let's see. I might hold something in my
your right hand.
Okay. And these are both my
both hands.
Okay. And this is the
palm of your hand.
And that
wrist.
And let's see this.
Palm.
That.
Elbow.
And this.
Chest.
And this.
Stomach.
And let's see this.
Leg.
And this part.
Knees.
And
thigh.
That.
Leg.
Okay. And would you ever call it anything else? This back part back here?
Call that the big part of your leg.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called the calf of a leg?
Calf of a leg. Yes. Yes. Okay. That's right. I noticed.
And how about this right here?
That's your kneecap.
No, well, right down here. Somebody might get kicked in the...
A kick on the shin bone or what?
Okay. And let's see then. Let's see. What's this?
That's your foot.
Okay. And everybody has two...
2 foot, yes.
Okay. And this part right here?
Ankle.
Okay. Now, let's see. Can you see that all right? Can you tell me what time that clock says? If the big hand's pointing to 9.
Yes, 15 minutes to 5.
Okay. Now, in the top right corner, what do you call that kind of support that a coffin uses?
Horses to use it.
Okay.
For what? For a cobbler to use.
Okay.
All of horses.
And what about the support that's under that, that you put a piece
that's
of hardwood?
That's a saw rack to saw wood.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that's next to that, that you might put a baby in?
Baby cage.
Okay. Now, if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you would what the baby?
Push it.
Okay. Now, let's see. I'm going to have to point out how these work. Suppose this is a field right here, and a person standing over here, and he wants to get from this side of the field to that side of the field.
Yes, sir.
Now, either he can go all the way around like this, or he can climb over the fence and go half.
Cross the field.
Cross. Okay.
That's right.
Would you ever call that to go kitty-cornered or to go catty-cornered across the field?
Yes, you can go catty-cornered and go across that.
Okay. Now, let's see. These are two roads right here.
Yes.
And there's a house there and a house there. You'd say that the houses are what from each other?
So many yards apart.
Okay. But
say 100, 200
feet
apart.
Well, suppose you weren't interested in the distance, but just the fact that one was
say
on the side.
The houses are close together.
Okay. And this house is on this side, and this house
one
is on
the
this
right side, and on the left.
Okay. Now, if you have two roads crossing here,